What if the woman does not feel comfortable with sex until much later in the relationship, but the man is always frustrated? Sounds normal to me. Ladies, would you please promise not to use the following phrases? I have my period. You can't have your period that much. I have my period. And I don't know you well enough. From now on, starting today, this is what you say to a man when he comes after you. Now, we do know when he's coming after, don't we? We are sober enough. Okay, when he's coming after, right? You can, the glint in the eye. First thing you say is, thank you. How many women in the room want to be seen as a sex object besides me? I get enough respect. I'm very bright, very bright. I do not want to be respected. I want to be laid. So the first thing you say to him, thank you. However, now listen to this one. I know that if I have sex with you, that I will bond to you, for I am very attracted to you. And so I'm not wanting to have sex until you're willing to have a long-term, continuous, and monogamous relationship with me. You should have no trouble waiting. I want to be the feminine energy, but I always choose feminine men. Well, then you are not choosing the feminine. Ladies, do you people know how to get out there and flirt? You know what to do? Now, you package that body up as good as you can. You decorate it. You do whatever you got to do. Because the major sex organ of a man is his eyeballs. Do we know that? Now, they look to see what they want to screw. We hear what we want to let in. Here. We can see a little gnome of a man in the program. White socks, polyester. But if he drives the right car, that man is gorgeous. And you know why? Because we women have a tendency to respect men that can take care of us. Do we not? If he can pay his bills and maybe a little help for us, it tends to turn us on. Okay? However, some of us, we do like our... You know what happens? Listen to this, ladies. Now, listen carefully. If you speak first when you meet, you're the man. The left lobe is masculine. The right lobe is feminine. The right lobe has no words in it. So when he sees you and he comes up and he speaks first, he's had to rev up all of his scared energy. How many guys are afraid of rejection and abandonment? Have you ever noticed how you always get the people you don't want? Have you ever noticed how you flirt with the people next to the people you want? Have you ever noticed how you don't flirt with the one you really want because you don't want the one you really want to reject and abandon you, so you don't even want to start? Would we please, come on, people, raise your hands. I promise on my honor to flirt with the one I really want, not with the one next door to him. Now, feminine energy is magnetic. Has anybody in this room ever heard of the egg chasing the sperm? Anybody? The way you can tell the masculine energy is it speaks first. Left lobe to left lobe. So if you ladies speak first, are you signaling him that you're magnetic, you're sensual, you're sexual? Are you indicating that? No. Because the first thing out of your mouth is respectable. Hi there. Have I seen you in the program before? That's your first time here. Immediately, you are now his mother's superior sponsor, future teacher, whatever. Ladies, bimbos get the best ones. And you know why? Because they don't have anything to say. Could you please, ladies, not sound brilliant till later? Later. Okay? How many guys in the room? If she'd kept her mouth shut, she'd have gotten everything she wanted. If she hadn't asked for it. Ladies, all the ladies in the room who want to be magnetic feminine women, raise your right hands. I promise, on my honor, never to ask for more, better, different love, affection, time with him, or sex. For when I ask, it turns him off, and I get less. So help me God. Now, how about that? Do you understand what I am saying to you? If you ladies or gentlemen want to be magnetic, you've got to not talk and wait till they talk first. Yes. Interject on the question, okay? If you get what? How do you know what? Honey, if they don't, this is what you say. Now watch this. I'm going to show you how to get out of one of these messes where there's nothing coming. If I don't let you say what you want, remember you got to accept, ladies and gentlemen, it's either enough or it isn't. Now here's what you say. George, I want to talk to you about our relationship. Is it comfortable now or later? Now? I want you to know I've really enjoyed the 6 months we've been together, the sex 3 times. I really did like going with your bowling buddies for dates every other week. And I absolutely understand it's programmed first, but I never got to see you. And I know you're giving me everything you could, because why would you withhold it? Therefore, I want you to know I'll be moving right along now. Whereupon he will say one of two things. You're right. You deserve someone better than me. How many women have heard that? Believe him. Believe him. You're right. Or he will say the following. Wait, I can give more. And he will. Darling people, if you're with somebody who's passive aggressive, and we all are, when you ask them for love, affection, time, and sex, that means they can't give it to you. Because if they give it to you, it's obedience. And by God, we don't obey nobody, do we? All right. So the way to get it is to not ask for it, to say thank you for what you do get, and to say goodbye when you haven't gotten enough. Have I answered your question? If you're married to the dude, you stay. I don't believe in divorce. There's only 2 times I believe in divorce. Violence is one, and you're getting sick living with them. If you're getting physically, mentally, and emotionally ill, you have to leave. But if you're married to him, he's enough. You got to supplement. Go to class. Do something else. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. What about what? Honey, we got to say what we feel good about. It really pleases me, da-da-da-da-da-da. It makes me so happy when you take me out to the... It thrills me when you make love to me. You are such a good lover. How many guys in a room want positive reinforcement? You know how we manipulate them? We tell them how great they are. What do you mean they all know? I got news for you. Go out and practice. You got tonight, you got tomorrow morning. Man, we can rock this place. Wait a minute. Way back. Yes. Scream it out. Honey, I got news for you. Then you're with a man who's a better woman than you are. Because a real man, listen to me. If a man really loves you, this is what he says. He says, you know what? I've given you everything I've got to give you. And if it's not enough, woman, bye. Got it? But when you put each other down, you're on a dry drunk. Remember, ladies, if you're the feminine, you don't ask for what you want. You say what makes you feel good and what makes you feel bad and what you don't want. How come I always thought that female meant giving, mourning, protect? Because you were raised probably in a family, in a church, in an ethnic system. How many women in this room before I started talking thought giving was feminine? Giving back is feminine. Giving back is feminine. Masculine is giving. Giving back is feminine. Do you understand? How many men in the room believed when their woman was good to them that then you'd be good back to her? Wrong. That's you, feminine. Giving, protecting, and cherishing is masculine. Receiving, being available to receive, and respecting the giver is feminine. How many guys who give in the room, all you want is a smile and some respect for what you're doing? Appreciation. Guys just want us to smile, ladies. They like giving. Okay? Here you go. How do you know which one you are, masculine or feminine? How much time do you allow yourself to find out? As much time as it takes to make a decision to get the person in front of your face. Okay, there he is. Do I want to approach him? Does he want to approach me? Do I want to approach her? Do I want her to approach me? How many men in the room, you know how to seduce a lady over across the room? Smile, little cute. I call you cupcakes. How many cupcake men are here? You know how to get women to give to you, protect you, and cherish you. And that's okay as long as you decide to do it. As long as you decide. Make the decision right now and go out and practice it. Is it possible for two feminine energy people to have a healthy relationship? Yes, as long as they're not building anything. You can't build anything with two feminines. You can have a party, you can go on trips, you can do a lot. But for God's sakes, you can't pay bills, you can't have babies, you can't get married. Because you say, well, how do you feel? Well, I feel, how do you feel? What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? You want to get married? I don't know. You want to get married? I don't know. Now, how many people saw Baby Boom? Remember Baby Boom in the beginning? Oh, it's sex. 30 seconds? Okay, boom. When two masculine energies get together, they fight for power. I'm going to lead this. I'm going to lead this. Let's fight it out. Okay? I need one feminine, one masculine in all relationships. All relationships. I don't care what relationship you are. Okay? So that's what you have. Can two feminine people... We already asked that. Yeah, you can have a relationship. I think that's what we did. Hey, people, you remember when we were out there using? Okay? When the guys were using, they were going feminine. When the girls were using, they're going masculine. Yeah. How can a woman get in touch with her feminine? How can a... Oh, left-handed women... Look... Watch, left-handed men and all women have a larger bridge. By the way, the book on that is Joe Tannenbaum's book, Male and Female Realities. Joe Tannenbaum's book, Male and Female Realities. This is what you do. How many women in the room have jobs and are responsible? How many women, you know how to be masculine? When the bell rings at the end of work, leave your balls at the office. Now, if you're going to be the feminine energy, this is what you do. You waste 30 to 60 minutes sitting, tasting, touching, smelling, shopping, jacuzziing, massaging, listening to music. You know, how many guys have had their woman? You know the woman, you call her up. Yeah, what do you want? I'll be done at 5. Yeah, right. It's okay. Bye. Boom. How many men have called the Gestapo agent that you called a girlfriend? Ladies, if you're the feminine, or gentlemen, if you're the feminine, you got to get out of your head and into your body. Would you please walk, ride, baby, do something, massage, bubble bath. You've got to get out of your head, or you're not worth talking to. You're too intellectual. You're too hard. Get to the bottom point, whatever. Da, 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 da. It's too cold-blooded. Take 30 to 60 minutes and waste time. Will all the girls in the room please raise your right hands? I promise, on my honor, before I get with my man, I will waste 30 to 60 minutes tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, and hearing with no project in mind. So help me God. Here you go. Oh, here's a good one. How do you confront the fear of commitment because of your past uncommittable life? You just decide. I'm going to tell you something, people. We have been terrified all our life. We have got to just take a position and then do it. You've got to walk your way through it. There is no other way. So if you've decided to have a relationship, have one. If you're the feminine, speak your feelings. Open up your guts. Ask them what they think. Ask them what they want. Tell them how you feel about it. If you're the masculine, tell them what you think. Tell them what you want and ask them how they feel about it. And I promise you, you will get intimate. And there is no way to feel good about it. There's two ways to handle a phobia. Abstain and desensitize. To abstain is... A relationship the first year is 3 months perfect. He's perfect, she's perfect, they're sober, he's sober, she wears, he wears, all everything's perfect. The second 3 months, she was a feminine, now she's a bull dyke pushing people around. He was the strong, stalwart leader. Now he's a wuss. The third 3 months, you're getting used to his wuss and you're getting used to the bull dyke and it's starting to work out. And the fourth 3 months, you're now ready for a commitment. Do not sign, everybody in the room, this is, I married somebody and went bankrupt in my second year. For everybody in the room, would you please raise your right hand? I promise, on my honor, never to sign a legal document with a human being I have not known at least 1 year. So help me God. What about the person who, if you tell them you want a commitment before you sleep with them, they run away? Bye! Nobody's got VD from an abstinent program. I'm the masculine one. What if I'm not sure what I want from the feminine? You just sit down and you take the time. God, do we ladies get sick of... He says to us, hey, you want to make love? Where do you want to go? What do you want for your birthday? What do you want for... How many women? You want to be the feminine, and he wants to be... And he's whining at you. And then you know what happens? As soon as... Well, I want to go to here and do this and do that. And he says, what does he say to you? I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. I mean, you don't control me. Ladies, if you're the feminine, wait until they decide what they want and what they think. Don't fill in the gap. Don't let them off the hook. Well, I'll take the time. What is it you want? Do you want a commitment or don't you want a commitment? Do you want to get married or don't you want to get married? Until you decide, I'm not doing nothing and you ain't getting in. Period. Here we go. How do you let go of a man you've been addicted to? There's that magic wand. Oxytocin. Do you know? Listen to this, ladies. Every time we taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, and hear him. Every time we call his stinking answering machine to hear his stinking voice. Every time we sit outside of his house to watch him stinking through that car and that stinking woman that he's with now. Every time we go near him, we are getting another fix. That oxytocin can take up to 2 years to get over. 2 years. If you are addicted to a man, well, parts of him anyway. If you're addicted to that man, you don't taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, or hear him for 2 years. You don't go near him if you possibly can. Because I want you to know, it's a physical problem. You are literally addicted to the chemistry that you create when you're near that person. I'm not attracted to others. And you know what duty dating is? It's that horrible date you go on to get over them. You know, duty dating. You've got to duty date. Duty date, duty date. Go through it. What would you do in a relationship where you can't live with that person, but you can't live without them? I would decide which side. If I can't live with them and I can't live without them, I would probably pick one side. Remember, you either abstain or you binge. Either get in, like the program says, our hats are off to you. If you're addicted to somebody, either abstain from them for 2 years or binge on them. Call them, go with them, get into it. If you live, you'll be done. If you are the female who is paying the rent and taking care of the male, how do you remain feminine side in your relationship? Honey bun, you ain't not the female. You is the male. And as long as he is a good lay and he's sweet to you, you keep that man. How does your horoscope affect your energy? I am left-handed, more masculine energy. I love three masculine, whatever. Gemini, summon. Look, when you're born, just like colts are best born in April. Do we know that, little horses? And the reason is because the energy, the light, the sun, the food, everything. Each of us is born at a different time of the year, and it is an energy change. So I believe everything. I think everything impacts us. And as far as I'm concerned, do whatever feels comfortable. Here we go. Can you have both? Is it wrong to have or want both masculine and feminine? Most people do that are not committable. They have one for their masculine and one for their feminine. Standard operational procedure. It's called not being committable. Being committable is picking one side and finding a complement. If you're the feminine, find a masculine person. If you're the masculine, find a feminine person. That's what works. Complements attract, similars repel, period. That's the way it is. But if you need one of each, all you got to remember is you're non-committable and you are permanently single, and that's the way life is. Yes. Go.
What if the man is invested
in, I got news for you. Most everybody is masculine at work. We're all masculine at work. Sexism is when people treat women like they're women. Do you see what I mean? At work, we all deserve respect. We all deserve our thoughts and wants respected. But as soon as the bell goes off, we have multiple choice. Multiple choice. And we addictive personalities, we often fulfill both sides of our nature. We have one person for our head and one person for our body, and we have very great difficulty in picking which one we want to build a life with. I'm going to say something to you really. No one is worth committing to. Don't ever commit to a person. Commit to the relationship, the lifestyle, but not to the person. If you want to live in Afghanistan and you want to work with the, you know, the leprosy kids, then you better find somebody that wants that same lifestyle. And if that person is kind, nice, and fits your personality, go with it. Don't try to find the right person. Especially in the program, everybody is two people anyway, and you can't pick them. Pick the lifestyle and then get the best partner you can, then take care of your half of the game, and if they bomb it, they bomb it. That's the best you can do. Just make a commitment that you'll do the best to keep your half of the game. So everybody's masculine at work, dear. It's after work that counts. That's what we're talking about. I believe my boyfriend still loves his ex. I don't believe him when he says he doesn't. It seems I feel, it's something I feel. Discuss. People, wherever love has existed, it will always exist. It does not become hate. The end of a relationship is apathy and empathy. Apathy and empathy. You no longer are hateful, rageful, vengeful. You wish them well, and you feel at least agape love for them, which is I wish you no harm. If you require that your mate hate or not have feelings for his ex or her ex, you are asking them to be mentally ill. All you can ask them to do is not talk about it and not act on it. Do not talk and act about old loves, because your new love is a human being. Adler said, we're all...